Okay, people, I am at Walmart for Black Friday with my mom and my sister turning the TV for No Price. And what do I have on my mind? A face full of fucking pepper spray. Goddamn. Oh my God.
Today is the Cyber Monday, where all your shipping can be free. Unfortunately, you can do it from your home or office on the computer, and you won't get the pepper spray. Lately, people just sitting in a park and you get the pepper spray. People going to get some Walmart shopping done and they get those pepper sprays. I think people people should give each other the pepper spray so that no one will spray people anymore. Either that, or just banish all the pepper spray into a big bonfire. I stand in front of it and watch it explode. That's ideal. I want to compare these pepper spray sounds. First, here's the pepper spray that UC Davis. It's wild. People are just sitting crouched down and getting sprayed. Casually sprayed, that is. And what do you do when you're being pepper sprayed? Cover your face. What is wrong?
Who do you serve? Who do you protect? Who do you serve?
Let us hear this with the Walmart pepper spray madness on the Friday of Black Day. The difference. At the Walmart.
Look at them down there. Look at people throwing.
And now we're back to the Occupy movement. I think we have the question. The problem that confronts us is whether the individual is merely the instrument of society or the end of society. Are you and I, as individuals, to be used, directed, educated, controlled, shaped to a certain pattern by society and government? Or does society, the estate, exist for the individual? Is it the individual, the end of society? Or is he merely a puppet to be taught, exploited, and butchered as an instrument of war? That is the problem of the world. Whether the individual is a mere instrument of society, a plaything of influences to be molded, or whether society exists for the individual. How are we going to find this out? It is a serious, serious problem, isn't it? Because if the individual is merely an instrument of society, then society is much more important than the individual. And if that is true, then we must give up individuality and work for society. Our whole educational system must be entirely revolutionized and the individual turned into an instrument to be used and destroyed, liquidated and gotten rid of. But if society exists for the individual, then the function of society is not to make them to conform to any pattern, but to give them the feel or the urge of freedom. So we must find out which is false. How do we inquire into this problem? It is a vital problem, isn't it? It is not dependent on any ideology, either from the left or the right. And if it is dependent on an ideology, then it is merely a matter of opinion. Ideas always breed confusion and conflict. If you depend on books of the left or the right, or on sacred books, then you depend on mere opinion, whether that of the Buddha, or the Judas Christ, of capitalism, communism, or what you will, even me. They are ideas and not truth. A fact can never be denied. Opinion about fact can be denied. If we can discover what the truth of the matter is, we shall be able to act independently of opinion. It is not therefore necessary to discard what others have said. The opinion of the leftists or the other leaders is the outcome of their conditioning. So if you depend for your discovery on what is found in books, you are merely bound by opinion, and that is not a matter of knowledge. Today is Cyber Monday. Where all shipping online should be free. And you will not be sprayed by the pepper spray. Please tell me if you find any good sales out there. especially on the pepper spray. We must either arm ourselves or disarm everybody. You can call me at 617-454-4237. Let us together discover the truth of our individual and society, of our free shipping sales for the holidays, and whether or not we should partake in the clicking fest and the typing fest on our computers.
Black Friday, a day of sales in the US following Thanksgiving, but vicious crowds brawled over video games, waffle irons, and towels. At a Walmart store in LA, a woman used pepper spray to get ahead of other shoppers in a rush for Xbox game consoles. 20 people were left injured and some wheeled out to safety. Incidents broke out across the country, including a man shot by robbers in a parking lot outside a store in California. Other areas saw similar violence. Just for a bargain, drawing international condemnation and raising questions about the state of humanity.
Oh, we have to act fast for our state of humanity. One to discover the truth, to find the truth, there must be freedom from all propaganda, which means you are capable of looking at the problem independently of opinion. Without judgment. The whole task of education is to awaken the individual and to see the truth of this. You will have to be very clear, which means you cannot depend on a leader. And when you choose a leader, you do so out of confusion. And so your leaders are also confused. And that is what's happening in the world. Therefore, you cannot look to your leader for guidance. And you cannot look at your leader for help. A mind that wishes to understand the problem must not only understand the problem completely, wholly, but must be able to follow it swiftly, because the problem is never static. The problem is always new. Whether it is the problem of starvation, a psychological problem, a pepper spray problem, a sale problem. Maybe you can't get that sale item you want shipped for you to free. Or any problem. Any crisis is always new. Therefore, to understand it, a mind must always be fresh, clear, and swift in its pursuit. I think most of us realize the urgency of an inward revolution, which alone can bring about a radical transformation of the outer and of society. This is the problem with which I myself and all seriously intentioned people are occupied with. How to bring about a fundamental, a radical transformation in society. That is our problem. That this transformation of the outer cannot take place without the inner revolution. Since society is always static, any action, any reform which is accomplished without this inward revolution becomes equally static. So there is no hope without this constant inward revolution. Because without it, other actions become repetitive and habitual. The action of relationship between you and another, between you and me, is society. And that society becomes static. It has no life-giving quality. So long as there's not this constant inward revolution, a creative psychological transformation. And it because there is not this constant inward revolution, that society is always becoming static and crystallized, and is therefore constantly to be broken up, and with pepper spray, if you will. Have you found any sales yet? Are you clicking? I just came across an Occupy Yourself video. It explores the core spiritual teachings we need today in order to be able to truly become who we already are, or so he says. Let us see.
Although most people don't think there would be any value, the last 18 years have proven to me that we all have a higher self guiding and directing our lives and ensuring that we meet up with whatever we create. People always ask me, what can I do to help my cosmic evolution along?
Yes, what can I do?
So I have some suggestions you may want to consider. First of all spiritual traditions say that we're here to learn love. I've seen abundant evidence in a variety of scientific studies that love is written into our genetic code. For example, Dr. Glenn Ryan found that love actually causes conformational changes in DNA. The DNA molecule actually heals itself. The presence of loving energy that is sent through intent.
Maybe instead of pepper spraying each other, we should just love each other instead.
Another key point is service to others. One of the philosophical texts that I've used extensively in my work is called the Law of One series, five books that emerged in the early 1980s. In the Law of One, it spells out genetic changes in the galaxy that propel us into this new world, which they call fourth density.
Or
they also do indicate that the time period of 2011 to 2013 is when we reach a quantum leap in this transitional process. Most importantly, they say that fourth density is a realm of existence on this planet that is 100 times more harmonious than what life on Earth is like now. In order to be ready to inhabit this new world, we must reach certain minimum requirements for what they call graduation. Those minimum requirements only involve having a 51% desire to be service to others, rather than manipulating and controlling others, or what they call service to self, in order for us to be ready for graduation. When the same source was asked what is the best way to serve others, they said to seek the heart of the self. Again, I believe this refers to the fact that when you really understand your identity, it will not end at the boundary of your skin to the air. You begin looking into the faces of others and seeing yourself. And for that same reason, why would you want to manipulate or control them? To serve others is to help yourself. This also seems to appear in Eastern mysticism through the so-called vow of the Bodhisattva, where you say, I seek my own enlightenment for the sake of all beings. There's clear and undeniable evidence that this Bodhisattva vow allows you to resonate an energy field that actually changes how other people think and feel, such as the so-called Maharishi effect, where a group of 7,000 people in meditation actually exerted an effect on terrorism around the world to such a degree that there was a 72% reduction in the amount of terrorist activity that took place during the time that this group was meditating.
You are what the world is. What is the relationship between yourself and the misery? Between yourself and the confusion in and around you? Surely this confusion, this misery, did not come into being by itself. You and I have created it. Not a capitalist, nor a communist, nor a fascist created it. Nor a fascist society. But you and I have created it in our relationship with each other. What you are within has been projected without onto the world. What you are, what you think, what you feel, and what you do in your everyday existence is projected outwardly, and that constitutes the world. If we are miserable, confused, and chaotic within, by projection, that becomes the world. That becomes society. Because the relationship between yourself and myself, between myself and another, is society. And society is the product of our relationship. And if our relationship is confused, egocentric, narrow, and limited, even national, we project that and bring chaos into the world. What you are, the world is. So your problem is the world's problem. Surely this is a simple and basic fact, is it not? In our relationship with the one or the many, we seem to somehow overlook this point all the time. We want to bring about alteration through a system, or through a revolution in ideas, or values based on a system, forgetting that it is you and I who create society, who bring about confusion or order by the way in which we live. So we must begin there. That is, we must concern ourselves with our daily existence, with our daily thoughts and feelings and actions, which are revealed in the matter of earning our livelihood and our relationship with ideas or beliefs. This is our daily existence, is it not? We are concerned with livelihood, getting jobs, earning money, getting the free shipping on the cyber sales for Monday. We are concerned with a relationship with our family or with our neighbors. And we are concerned with ideas and beliefs. Now, if you examine our occupation, it is fundamentally based on envy. It is not just a means of earning a livelihood. Society is so constructed that it's a process of constant conflict and constant becoming. It is based on greed, on envy. Envy of your superior, the clerk wanting to become the manager, which shows that he is not just concerned with earning a livelihood, a means of subsistence, but with acquiring a position and prestige. This attitude naturally creates havoc in society and in relationship. But if you and I were only concerned with livelihood, we should find out the right means of earning it. A means not based on envy. Envy is one of the most destructive factors in a relationship, because envy indicates the desire for power and for position. And it ultimately leads to politics. Both are closely related. The clerk, when he seeks to become a manager, becomes a factor in the creation of power politics, which produce war. So he is directly responsible for war. Have you looked at your Walmart manager lately? I wanted to take his position. Then you are the reason people are getting pepper sprayed.
Another area that I really prefer to look at is our agenda as souls. If you study the works of Dr. Michael Newton, such as in his books Destiny of Souls and Journey of Souls, He reports a process where he used hypnosis to regress people to the periods between their lives. Not just a past life regression, but an in-between life regression. When he did this, he found that everyone kept saying the same things about what they experienced in between lifetimes. And he collected this data over the course of 20 years, during which time it was remarkably consistent. I was astonished when I recently read Destiny and Journey of Souls and found out that the words that were given in these books fit with this Law of One philosophical material from the early 1980s so well that it seemed as if both of them were talking about the exact same cosmology, as if everyone on the other side of the veil knows that these things are true. The most important points that emerge in Dr. Michael Newton's books are that every one of us has a soul, and that soul is clearly aware that it has a spiritual agenda it wishes to fulfill in each lifetime. No matter how lost or confused we may feel that we are.
Excuse me, caller. What did you say?
I said I find some Cyberman videos that I like to share.
Yes, yes. Tell us where the sale is. Yes.
Pochiba, like L755-S5242-15.56 laptop. Now $299.99. Regular $499.99.
Is there free shipping?
Free delivery on all orders. Oh, man, the phone.
Over the phone?
There's another good deal here. Save $18 on a SanDisk 8GB micro SDHCTM card.
Oh.
Now $11.99.
How many gigabytes is that?
8GB.
That's 8GB?
Yes, 8GB.
Oh, that's a good price. And it has some...
Sounds like a good... I don't understand any of this, but I think that your listeners will.
Yes, yes, caller. And it's free shipping.
And it's free shipping, yes. I also have some good deals here for the ladies. Up to 60% off sweaters and fleece for the whole family.
Is that at Walmart?
And that is a free shipping also.
Oh, good thing. And it's on the computer, so you won't get the spray, the pepper spray.
Yeah. Pepper spray. Oh, there's also some good deal for the pen. Amigale pens, 100% cashmere, paper scar, $57.50.
Ooh.
Or an Amigale men's 100% cashmere Thompson scarf is $57.50.
That's amazing.
Or an Amigale men's basket weave scarf is $32.99. I guess the basket weave is less desirable than the Thompson or the Baker scarf. I don't know. There was probably some sort of internal memo that the scarf manufacturer passed around that this scarf was less desirable than that scarf. Anyway, the consumer is the winner.
Yes, the consumer is always the winner on Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. I always confuse Cyber Monday with Cyber Sex Monday, and it was not good. I ended up in court.
Oh, that's not good, caller. Did they give
no,
you...
No, the person on the other line did not appreciate that I was honoring Cyber Sex Monday.
Was there free shipping?
There was no free shipping, and in fact, Cyber Sex Monday does not exist. But at the time, the internet vernacular was that cyber meant cyber sex, so who was I to know? I am slow on the uptake on these sorts of things. lifetime ban.
Yes, I am not allowed to use the PayPal anymore. I have a lifetime ban as well, so I can't even do the free shipping on the Cyber Monday.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry to hear that, Yasmin Volte, that you cannot use PayPal. It's in a trustworthy way to use the credit card information.
Yes, so I cannot shop anymore, unfortunately. And I don't even have a credit card.
Oh, that is good for you, so you can avoid the high interest rates and all that sort of thing that comes with a credit card.
Yes, but I cannot take advantage of the Cyber Monday and free shipping.
Oh, that is true. Do you have a friend with a credit card?
Yes. Hopefully there's callers out there with credit cards. And they can purchase many appliances for me on the Cyber Monday and ship it free.
Maybe they can get you one of these basket weave scarves.
Yes, I would very much like one of them basket weave scarves. That would be
your
amazing.
Goldie, Goldie.
Yes. Yes. It's very cold.
You should probably get one of these basket weave scarves.
Yes.
Oh, there's also 40% off Merino Kids baby sleep bag.
Oh, yeah. I think Gustave needs a new sleeping bag. I could get it for him for the Festivus holidays.
I don't imagine people take infants with them on camping trips, but when you do, it's good to have a sleeping bag.
Yes, it's good to have a sleeping bag for sleepovers.
Oh, that's true, that is true.
Are you going to have a sleepover soon?
I had a Thanksgiving sleepover. I went over to my family's and I slept over at their house.
And did you take along your sleeping bag?
No, I just slept on the dirt floor like I did when I was a teenager.
I see. Maybe you should get one of them sleeping bags on sale as well?
Well, maybe, but if I got one of these sleeping bags, it would only cover my head.
And that is all you need. That is all you need sometimes.
That's true, that's true. They say if you keep the head warm, the rest will follow. There's an old New England saying to that effect. Warm head at night is a sailor's delight, or something like that.
Yes. And a big what in the morning? What does that
What's
mean?
That?
What does it mean to sailors in the morning?
Oh, did I see sailors in the morning? No, that ship has sailed.
Aye. We get them to some sleeping bags.
Yes, maybe I need a sleeping bag for two or three. That would make things pretty interesting.
Yes, you'll be very warm with two or three.
I would.
You'll keep your head very warm.
I think I'm going to order a sleeping bag for three and some Franks and beans. Very warm this winter.
Yes. That's amazing.
Oh, I have another deal, Yazi. Jones New York 2-button tuxedo.
Oh.
$500. Now $169.99.
Wow.
66% off.
That's amazing. I'm surprised, you know, if they had that at Walmart, it's just amazing. I just don't know what to do. I'm just so happy about the sales. I'm so happy.
I always wanted a tuxedo of my own. I'm so tired of renting that sort of formal wear.
Yes, yes.
It has many uses more than you would think besides weddings. Funerals and Elks Club receptions. It's actually pretty good daily wear. A cummerbund catches all food crumbs. and, you know, the bow tie can make quite a fashion statement. In this day and age where the t-shirt is kind of what everybody wears, and everybody's wearing short shorts and see-through socks and glow-in-the-dark underwire bras and panties and high heels shoes, I think a bow tie would be quite an interesting statement.
Yes, definitely. I know there's a doctor who wears a bow tie as well.
Oh, another deal just came in, Jesse Goldie.
Yes. Tell us all, caller. We've got to get these deals. I'm clicking away.
There is a Toshiba gun deal. 3.0 plus 750 GB portable hard drive. Now $64.99.
Oh, caller. What is the web address so we can let our callers know?
What?
What is the web address so we can let everybody know of this deal?
Oh, I'm not sure what website this came from. I just printed out a bunch of stuff. But I'm sure if they throw this into an internet search, be it Google or Alta Vista or Yahoo or a Frimbot search or Lakitu or Skilltu or SquirrelNet or Anger.com, I think that they'll be able to find the deal just by replaying the show and listening.
Yes, definitely, caller. And I know they'll be listening and clicking for the sales.
I have a feeling that people are clicking as I'm talking, and all these deals are going to be gone anyway, so...
Yes.
You're offering a valuable resource to the consumer this year, Yassi Goldie.
Yes, definitely, caller. I just want to help you, the consumer, get those deals and not get the pepper spray.
All 50% off of sleepwear and robes for the whole family.
Wow. It's like the deals keep flying into the internet space.
They keep flying. Yes. All these robes and sleepwear. Everybody's going to be really snug this winter.
I don't know how they do it. And with the free shipping, how does anyone do it these days?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, my grandfather could have used a robe growing up. He was naked as the day he was born every time we went to his house. I wish this deal existed back then for him.
Yes, the cyber sale deals.
I hope there's a deal on a time machine so I can go back to Guadalajara and give a robe to my pervert grandfather.
Yes, that's true. Maybe you could have gotten him a sleeping bag for his head.
Oh yeah, sleeping bag. That would have been good too. Yes.
Or a sock.
Yes, let me see what else I have here. Amicale men's herringbone scarf, $32.99. It's the same price as the basket weave scarf that I mentioned earlier.
I don't know which one I should get then.
I don't know. You should probably get both and then return the one that you do not want.
That's true. And I know sometimes if you wear your clothes without moving the tag, after you get them dirty, you can return it for your money back guarantee.
Yes, money back guarantees. That's how I videotaped all of my cousin's wedding.
Yes.
I bought a video cassette camera from Best Buy or Circuit City or Kmart and used it for the weekend of the wedding and then returned it for put my money back out at the...
And there was free shipping as well?
Yes, there was free shipping. And it probably is this year, too. Everybody needs to go wild over this free shipping nonsense. It's a really good deal.
Is there free shipping if you have to return it? That is always my main concern.
I think that some places are saying, if you call them up and just say, just ship it, they'll just ship whatever they have lying around to you. That's always a happy surprise, just to get shipped something.
Yes. I wish
as long as it's free,
ask
for it.
Every day should be free shipping. Maybe the world would be more peaceful.
Your callers should free ship something for you.
Yes.
Maybe one of these basket weave scarves. Oh, there's a plaid scarf that just came in. 100% cashmere on the gale.
Oh, gale.
57.50.
I know some people who are look really good with that plan.
Everybody should get scarves this year.
Yes. The scarf is the new sleeping bag.
I have one last electronics news. It's like,
electronics are where it's at?
It looks like a computer, $449.99 for a HP Pavilion, G71260 US 17.3-inch laptop.
Wow.
So you save $180.
And, how much hard drive does it come with and memory?
Oh, it doesn't say, but it's probably something good, like a stick of memory, maybe 2 sticks of memory.
Oh, that's good. 2 sticks of memory.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a really good deal.
I wonder how many slots it has. But sometimes it's good if you have 4 slots. And you want to put more than 2 sticks in the slots?
I don't know, but I would imagine it would come with no fewer than 12.
Yes.
That's kind of the standard these days.
I haven't been out lately. The technology in the world just keeps getting more advanced. It's just unheard of.
I know these computers are probably all obsolete, and they were probably just made last week.
Yes. I remember when 1 slot was a big deal, and now there's 12. It's unheard of.
Yeah, I do not know where the technology is going pretty soon. They're going to make a laptop with nothing but USB ports. That's all that it has. No keyboard, no screen, just USB ports.
That's amazing. I mean, that's all we need for all our sticks.
That's all we need is one giant plug in a stick.
Yes, Color. It's amazing.
See, that's why I like calling you Yazi all day, because you get me. You understand what technology means, and you understand what all of this is going towards. But we're all spiraling and swirling into something really kind of interesting and boring at the same time.
Yes, yes, it's true. It's all about the sticks. It's all about the stairs.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the deals that I have for this Cyber Monday, Yazi.
I want to thank you, Cooler, for sharing with us all these deals.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have you had many callers today, I wonder?
Oh, yes. I've had many colors transmit in my mind. I see red and yellow and gold and gray.
That's really nice. That reminds me of the comic strip I saw about red, green, and gold. Alright, well, thank you very much, Yazzie.
Thank you, Colin.
Enjoy your Cyber Monday.
Yes, happy Cyber Monday. And enjoy your Hawaii 5-0 Tuesday.
Yes, I will enjoy my Hawaii 5-0 Tuesday. I will look at many pictures of Hawaii.
Yes.
And I will drink many 5-0s.
Yes. Many punches to you, Kola.
Hamedashe to you too.
Matapa. Relationship based on what is the relationship between yourself and myself, between yourself and another? What is society and Cyber Monday free shipping sales? What is all of it based on? It is based on love. Or is it not? Is it based on envy and greed?
Okay. Well, I am at Walmart for Black Friday with my mom and my sister trying to get TV for no price. And what do I have? My hard effort, a face full of fucking pepper spray.
Yes, a face
full of fucking pepper spray.
Full of pepper spray. A face
full of fucking pepper spray. Have you ever been to the White House? Oh my God. First of all, they got children out here, they got orphans out here, they got handicappers out here, and they're pepper spraying people because they grab a fucking Blu-ray player too soon. Oh my God, I mean, what's going on?
What is going on? What is going on when you get a face full of pepper spray? I do not know what happened to our relationship. What happened? I hope you get many free shipping on the Cyber Monday. And you won't get a face of pepper spray. I must go and try to catch up on many deals and sales. I can read about it and post them for you, but I cannot purchase. But you can take advantage of the free shipping. Sale.